Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guys, we are here with the Hollywood Life podcast. I am here today with my co-anchor, Allie. Hi, Allie.
Hey, guys. So happy to be here today and join Bonnie for our first podcast of 2021.
That's right. And we have the perfect guest for the first podcast of 2021 because we all know that you are thinking about your health and fitness, and we've got the best health and fitness expert. Welcome, Bob Harper.
Hi, everyone. It's nice seeing you guys again.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, we've had you on here before. You give us the best fitness and wellness tips, especially as the host of Biggest Loser.
Yeah, and the last time that I saw the two of you, we got to be in the same room together. We were all cozy, and now this is our reality.
Here we are. We are zooming across country because Allie and I are on the East Coast and you are out in LA. And, you know, things are rough in the country now, but I think it's never more important than to think about your health and in a time like this when there's COVID. And also when so many of us do want to, you know, we did our typical overeating for the holidays and now we got to get ourselves back in shape, fitness-wise, and also our eating habits back in shape.
Yeah, I think that, of course, with any other holiday or any other year during the holidays, we always put on a little weight, right? We go to parties and we do, we kind of get out of our routine. Well, this year was different because of COVID and being in quarantine. I think a lot of people ate more than they normally did because they were like reaching out for those foods that, you know, just made them feel better. And what I really try to tell people, because I get it and I'm not perfect, I don't expect you to be perfect. I will say that if you can really look at the big picture, especially during the toughest times of like, you know what? I know that this piece of cake is gonna make me feel good for an instant, but how's it gonna make me feel overall? And if you can just kind of like have more times that you are feeling better because you made wise choices than the latter, then I think that you're gonna be ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm. There's been so many temptations. And as you said, I think people right now are looking for extra comfort. And mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier to give in. And the other thing is that, you know, a lot of parts of the country, the gyms are closed, or if they're open, a lot of people don't feel comfortable still going. And it's cold out, so it's hard to work out. And you've got like a new partnership with a business called NEOU. NEOU. That helps to solve the fitness part of the problem.
Well, here's what I think, and this is why I'm really excited about this partnership with NEOU. I was never the guy that ever wanted to work out at home. Being in the fitness industry for as long as I have, people are like, oh, I'd love to see your gym at your house. I'm like, no, you wouldn't, because I liked going to my hot yoga studio. I liked going to the gym. I liked the community of it all. Well, when that was taken away back in March, I had to reassess. And for me to get motivated to work out at home was really difficult because I couldn't get motivated. Like all of a sudden it was just get up and put on your workout clothes and, you know, be in your bedroom or be in my garage to work out. And when I got introduced to NEOU, what I loved is there's such a variation, and like, that's what I've been telling people. Now is the time to try things that you've never tried before, because, you know, no one's going to see you mess up. You can do your best, or you can just like try that, you know, that boot camp class that you've always wanted to do, or, you know, a meditation, whatever the case may be. Like, I that's why I got so excited about this partnership with NEOU.
I think what's really hard was hard for me, because I had a really big, community when it came to my gym and where I worked out. And so being like on my own and not having that, and this isn't a great thing. And it's kind of good that now it is working out at home, because I have to really motivate myself. I think it's hard when you feel, when you kind of rely on coaching validation or the people next to you. How does NEOU kind of incorporate that, where you feel like motivated, not just having to push yourself, like somebody's cheering you on?
Yeah, I think
explain, it's an app, right? So people can download the app.
Yeah, it's an online fitness app. You go on to neoufitness.com and you see, like, I've done all the hard work, like, because there's a lot of content. And so I reached out and did all these workouts, and I found what I call the weight loss starter pack. So basically you go on and you just click a workout and boom, you don't need any equipment. You can do it. But here's what the two of you, we've met before and we've worked together before. One thing that I never, ever want to do and never have done with my career is just sign on with something that, you know, for the check, or, you know, I have to believe in this. And now during COVID, I really believe in this community and this environment with NEOU, because it is giving people these options to work out with trainers from all around the country, to do their programs. And then Allie, to your point, get motivated by it, because you're kind of putting yourself in a new arena of different types of workouts. And I like that. Like, I need that stimulation, because I liked going to the gym. Like, you know, I wanted to see what she was wearing. I wanted to see, you know, how he was working out to push my own self. But yeah, like, I'm having to find that within myself now, as everyone is doing. And let me tell you, that's hard. There's a small group of people that can just be like, I can work out on my own and feel so great. I'm like, girl, I ain't you. I need lots of stimulation. And so this has really helped me with it.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard too when like there's other things you can do in your apartment. Like I, you know, I'm like in my workout clothes and I'm like, oh, but like I have to clean my sink. Like, you know, just like so, like I just do everything to put it off.
You know what I do? Here's what I do. Because, you know, we've been spending so much time at home, and there's only so many TV shows you can watch, and, you know, games you can play and books you can read. Yeah, I just get to the point where I'm like this, what else am I going to do? Like, else am I going to do? It's 4 o'clock. You know, I'm going, when can I go to bed? And, you know, it's like, and that's why I just go like this. What else am I going to do? Let me just force myself to work out. And because I know I'm going to feel better afterwards. Like, my fiance is in New York right now, so we're not together. And I'll reach out to him and just be like this, honey, tell me I'm going to feel good after I do this workout. Like, I need that. Like,
and you're the one who's usually like motivating everybody.
That's right, Bonnie.
Motivator.
I mean, sometimes the motivator needs motivating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't agree with you more, because I also really enjoyed, I used to do a lot of spin classes and go to yoga classes. Like, working out has not been always a solitary thing. So tell us a little more about the mix of the classes on this app, and are they there all the time? Like, you can go on it, they're not live, or are there some that are live? Like,
yeah, I mean, there's a whole variety. I mean, there's live workouts, there's a library. That's why, like, my assistant and I, we were going through all this, Nicole, and their library is so big, and there's so much. And that's why we both were like, we've got to tone it down, not tone it down, but just kind of like pare it down, right? Because it can be overwhelming for a lot of people, like with so many apps that are out, fitness apps that are out there, there's so much. And for someone that doesn't really know about working out or they're new to all this, it can be very intimidating. And so it's like, all right, let's take all the guesswork out. Let's just give them this group of workouts that they can just click on. And, you know, these are the ones that I've done in my gym or in my garage. And I just want to feel like I want to somehow get a smile on my face when I work out these days. I think that to me is a big thing. One thing that I tell myself whenever I work out is find a reason to smile, right? And I know that sounds so Miss America and cliche, but like everyone that's listening to us right now, I encourage you, whatever it is that you're doing for your workout, find a way to just put an actual real smile on your face, because I promise you, it's gonna make you feel better.
And with NeoU, so this is the weight loss starter pack that you kind of, you know, put together for subscribers. Is there a nutrition aspect to things as well? Because obviously, you know, go hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean, great question, because nutrition to me is everything. Like I love to work out and like it's been a driving force, but let me tell you, if you don't have your nutrition in check, then you're gonna basically be taking one step forward, two steps back. And so there is that element, and I want to do more of that with NeoU Fitness. I want to do more cooking segments, and like, because people love that. Like whenever I post, the other day, like I cook all the time, and I made this, I call it a skillet vegetable soup, and like I posted that on my Instagram the other day, and people just, they to excuse the pun, they eat it up. Yeah. Like we all want to know, like, I want to know what you're eating, Bonnie. I want to know what your work, you know, what your workouts are.
Do you give recipes too on your Instagram? Do you give the recipes as well?
I sure do. Like I did this skillet chicken soup, like that can, or the skillet vegetable soup that you can add chicken if you want. I mean, people have been DMing me and like talking to me about it. They're like, they love it because like, I want things to be flavorful. I want to eat like larger amounts and not worry about the calories. And like, I think soup is a really great way to do it. And you can get so many nutritional benefits from that because of all the vegetables that you can just throw in there. So it's like nutrition's so important, and people, I know people know that, but it bears repeating every single time I talk about fitness. You've got to get your nutrition in check.
Bob, what are some of the, since we're talking about things that are healthy and that fill you up, what are some of your very favorite other types of meals or you know, other soups that you're making, like things that people can eat instead of as alternatives to, you know, grabbing a burger or ordering pizza again?
Yeah, I like things to be simple, especially like I'm cooking a lot in my house and I'm here by myself, and I'm learning how to bake too, which I'm a terrible baker. Rachel Ray and I are really good friends, and we talk about this a lot because she hates baking too. But like the only reason I'm baking is because I'm obsessed with the Great British Baking Show.
Me too. So
I'm obsessed with it. So now I've got this, there's a house next door to me that's under construction. So I am literally baking and bringing it over to the workers because I don't care about eating it. But now, Bonnie, to your point, the reason I brought up all that is because I do cook a lot, but I like things to be more on the simple side. Like I keep a lot of vegetables in my house. Rachel actually introduced me to a farmer in Ohio that, and it's nothing fancy. It's this farmer who, whatever's in season, he just like sends you a bunch of vegetables to your house and you prepare them. So it's like I like to eat like that. And I'll tell you one thing that I'm doing differently. I was always the guy to work out on an empty stomach. Like I always enjoyed that. But for some reason, it's not working for me. I don't know if it's my age now or what, but I've been eating this thing and it's Bonnie, Allie, it's the dumbest thing in the entire world. But like, it's been helping me with my workout. I get hummus and I do like a tablespoon and a half of hummus with two slices of bread. So basically I'm eating a hummus sandwich before my workout.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sounds good.
I worked out yesterday. I did like 45 minutes on the bike and then I took my dogs for a big walk. I felt great and I burned mad calories on my phone or on my watch. So like, those are the things that I like. And the hardest thing for people and for me included is at night. I don't know about y'all, but like, is it nighttime that you're more, are you hungrier at night? Are you just like, are we bored? What is it? But like, I tend to like, I have to really keep myself dialed in at night.
I need to sit on my hands.
Yeah.
I literally sit on my hands.
I think just because maybe you burned a lot of calories during the day. You've been very active. You're tired. I think when you're tired, it makes you feel hungry. So what do you recommend for snacks besides hummus on bread?
Yeah, do you wanna know what I've been doing for my hunger cravings? This is insane. People are gonna think I'm crazy, but you know what? I am crazy. I get these sugar-free popsicles that are only 15 calories, and I will lay there and watch television, watch, you know, my Netflix or whatever the case may be, and I'll have like four or five of those popsicles. And I know that like, cause I just go 15 calories, 30, 45, 60, 75. Like I count in my head and I'm like 75 calories. It takes me a long time to eat the popsicle. Like it works for me. So
that's a good tip. Cause it takes your, time
there's
to eat.
Crazy. Yeah. There's your crazy diet tip from Bob Harper.
I love it. I also, you know, I'm curious, my mom and I talk about this a lot. She keeps telling me that I need to like get up more because I'm just so stationary during the day. Whereas, you know, when Bonnie and I are back in the office, we'd be like running around, going up and down, you know, the elevator, and just like, we weren't so seated all the time. And so during the day, it's so like, what's your advice for just people who are working and sitting?
Yeah, and that's driving me crazy too, because I'm used to commuting, and that means going up and down stairs to get to the train and back to the train and walking to the office, walking through Grand Central. And now you get out of bed and you walk downstairs. Like,
walking to the gym.
Don't y'all miss that? Like, I miss walking the streets of New York. I miss all that foot traffic and all that exercise that we're getting without even realizing it. Bonnie, you bring such a good point up. Like, you know, it's like getting up to like walk through Grand Central, like, you know, having to go to the bodega, like going to like just walking to the park with your dogs. Like, we don't do that as much anymore. I have become very obsessed with watching my like my calorie burns on my you know, these little watches and things. So it's like finding ways that I can just get up. And Allie, to your point, because we are sitting down so much, like getting up and just standing, like a lot of times I'll stand up when I do these Zoom calls, you know, just those little things really can start to add up. But like, you've got to get creative. Like, we all have to get creative. How can we move around? My poor dogs, I mean, they've never gotten so much exercise. And like,
one of my dogs in good shape then now.
Yeah, one of my dogs is a little older. And like, I mean, he really, like, he's in his bed the rest of the day. If he could talk, he would literally be like, girl, I don't need one more walk right now.
Leave me behind.
Yeah, I'm good. Let me lay in my bed.
What about, so Bob, what's happening with The Biggest Loser? Do you Is there any word on when it could potentially shoot again?
No word at all. I feel like we're all like, I feel like we've furloughed. I've been furloughed as so many people have, like, with our production is really expensive. And like the thought of, having to do like all the tests that would be required. And then all of a sudden, if something happened, having to shut it down. So, you know, we're all just like, well, it's not really happening. And so finding other creative ways to work and to stay motivated. And my main objective has always been to help people as much as I possibly can. That's why, like, my work with Survivors Have Heart, my partnership with NEOU, like, you know, just having to be creative right now, because I still want to help people. Like, how can I do that?
Mm-hmm. Are you in touch with any of the former contestants on, and to see how they're doing and how they're managing and making sure that they're not like binge eating again when they're stuck in?
I'll tell you what's really interesting. There have been a few that I follow on Instagram from this past season when we were shooting in Santa Fe, New Mexico, the best place in the entire world. Could see myself retiring there, by the way. Man, these people, they are thinner than when they were on the show. They are working out all the time, like something, like, because the new season was very much, I called it a kinder, gentler loser, because you know, it was so much more about like what was going on internally with people. And, you know, I got to sit down and talk with them all the time. And like something really registered for many of the contestants this past season. So I'm real proud of that.
I wonder if like they were just so equipped with that mental, you know, like kind of stability when they went into quarantine, because it was so close after, that they were just able to really put into action what they learned. And like,
well, I think that's, and that is a really good a way of looking at it, because for a lot of people, they would be kind of throwing out everything that they've learned and just been like, you know, I'm not going to do it. So to your point, yes, yeah. that's what they've done. One of my girls from seasons past, who's a really good friend of mine, her name is Olivia. She won the show one season. I follow her. She's a good friend of mine. She, I saw her starting to put weight on, and I reached out to her. This was several months ago. And, you know, I had one of those like come to Jesus talks with her. I said, how are you doing? What's going on? I see that you're gaining weight, because I wasn't going to avoid it because she's a friend of mine. And, I couldn't allow it to be a taboo subject. And it really meant a lot to her that I didn't call her out, but I just expressed my concern. She, since then, with that conversation, she dropped 20 pounds. She's like, you know, getting herself back dialed in. Like, I think we all kind of need a, you know,
yeah,
that kind of like tap on the shoulder and go, are you okay? What's going on?
I totally needed it. I mean, through summer, I was just kind of like enjoying myself and doing my thing. And then honestly, like when it came to October and I actually got COVID and I had like 2 weeks of just having to do like self-care, I was like, oh, I need to take care of myself again. This stuff isn't going away. Like, just gotta, yeah, you sometimes just need like a come to Jesus.
Yeah. And also, I think it's really important for all of your listeners to hear this. It's okay to be, you know, pissed off, angry, sad, depressed. You know, I've been dealing with low level depression during this time, as so many people have. As long as you don't get stuck in it and are able to like use friends, support, you know, professional help if you need it, whatever the case may be, to help move you along and not get you stuck in a place. I'm all for feeling your feelings. Like, I'm never going to be that person, and it drives me crazy when I see this. The people that are like, you know, everything's great and I've got a smile on my face. I'm like, really? Really, girl? Do you? Like, I can smell fake a long way. I can smell it through a Zoom call or an Instagram post. And like, I don't like that. I want you to be able to feel whatever it is you're feeling and then move forward from that?
Well, I think that we're social beings, and so it's very hard for us not to be social. And even, you know, thank goodness we have Zoom, because can you imagine how much harder it'd be if there wasn't Zoom and FaceTime? But we are social animals. We're not used to having to quarantine alone or in our little bubbles with family. And so I was just thinking that you're on your new, your NEOU fitness, like the fact that there's some live classes could be something that's really helpful, because then you can feel like you're part of a community while you're doing that, and you can get some of that energy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I really watched during this whole COVID quarantine time. I did workouts online that were like pre-COVID, and you know, it was like rooms with people all in them. And like, for me, that didn't work. Like it, like I didn't feel like we were in this together. Like I got really into the live workouts that was just like, you know, somebody in their bedroom, like working out, like, you know, I responded to that because it made me feel like, okay, we're in this together. So I like that, that works for my brain.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, how are you feeling? How's your health?
My health is good, knock on wood. I've been taking care of myself. I was in New York for, you know, a big part of, like right when the lockdown happened in March, was there. And let me tell you, my fiance didn't allow me to go into a grocery store, didn't allow me to go into a pharmacy to get my medication. Like the only time I was ever able to go outside was like, I would walk my dogs. That was like the only time. And, you know, living in New York, we all know that like our spaces are a lot smaller. Yeah. And we really found a way to make it work. And like there was a place in our apartment that if he saw me there, he knew, just leave me alone. Bob, you know, Bob needed a minute, and you know, he had his place where, you know, he needed his minute.
Yeah, yes, I totally understand that in our little shoe boxes here.
Yeah.
Well, listen, tell us, how does somebody subscribe to NEOU?
It's so easy. It's NEOUfitness.com, NEOUfitness.com. You're going to see, like, I think the page is going to be my big face right there and a starter pack. It's super easy to get started. And, you know, I just encourage everyone to just try something new and try something different. This is the time to do it. And I think that 2021 is going to, it's all about at-home fitness. And I think that people are going to get so much out of NEOU.
Yeah. And how much is it? Like, is it a monthly fee to subscribe?
They have different setups for it. And I don't exactly know how much it is, but I remember it was pretty cheap. I should know that, and I don't right now, and I apologize for that. That's and I never say I don't know, and now I'm sitting there going, why don't I know this right now?
Well, Allie and I will look it up. So
we will check it out. Yeah.
Articles, but I think it sounds like there's a starter pack. So it sounds like you can try it out for, you know, kind of get a taste and then see.
Get a taste, yes, Bonnie, to get a taste. A good healthy taste.
Well, and guys, when you go to the app store to download NEOU, make sure you also go to the podcast on Apple, and you guys review the Hollywood Life podcast for us. Tell us how much you like this episode with Mr. Bob Harper. Give us that 5-star rating and make sure you subscribe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Bob, it's been so great to talk to you. Stay healthy, stay fit, and thank you for helping to motivate us all.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, both of you. I always enjoy talking with the two of you.
And we look forward to seeing you in person soon.
I can't wait.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.